This is Matthew Cruse with the Comstock Report. It used to be that liquefied natural gas was a niche product that only wealthy countries like the US and Japan could afford. Innovation in fracking technology increased investment into natural gas that made production more reliable, which in turn allows for more investment, which in turn leads to even more production. Natural gas has undergone a transformation in that it has now joined its fellow fossil fuels, such as crude oil, in terms of export dependability and consistency. As natural gas can be converted to liquid, this allows for transportation to a much greater number of offtake destinations worldwide. It is no longer handcuffed to a pipeline, but rather now has producers busy developing new consumers all over the world. It is not like they have any choice. The US is sitting on a glut of natural gas, and the only way to sell it is to develop exports. This has made the industry more flexible. Ships that are loaded and already out to sea can afford to be rerouted at the drop of a hat to go from Portugal to Mexico if needed. All Mexico has to do is pick up the phone and make a call with a higher bid. Gas moving by sea reached 40% of total global trade by 2015. Furthermore, ocean transport of natural gas will surpass that of pipelines by the year 2040, according to the International Energy Agency. 39 countries are already importing natural gas, which is twice what it was a decade ago. China is one of the most coveted export markets for natural gas alongside Japan and South Korea. The U.S. is currently working on trade deals to deliver gas from facilities in Texas and Pennsylvania to Shanghai. I am glad they are still working on it. If it had been completed a year ago, Trump might conclude it was part of our bad trade deals and try to get us out of it like TPP and the Paris Climate Agreement. Now, as our president, Trump can take all the credit for it when it happens. This will help provide incentive for the agreement to be consummated. The transformation in natural gas exports will have an impact on prices as well as geopolitics. Poland made headlines for accepting its first tanker of natural gas from the United States as part of the country's effort to diversify its energy sources and cut dependence on deliveries from Russia. Poland's new port lies on the Baltic Sea. It was lauded as a historic moment for the country as they were compelled to become less reliant on Russian energy, who occasionally use their exports as leverage for political gain. If only Poland could get along with Russia as well as we do. At any given time, there are roughly 170 tankers traversing the ocean carrying liquefied natural gas. Before long, traders will be able to use their smartphones to make last-minute bids to send the product where it is needed the most. A lot of the impetus for this is excess supply. Massive new discoveries have been made in the US, Middle East, Africa, and Australia. Companies and countries are moving to develop new customers worldwide to create a market for all of it. The US is expected to turn into a net exporter by next year for the first time. Billions of dollars have been spent on export facilities in Louisiana and Texas that cool gas to minus 260 degrees Fahrenheit, at which point it turns into a liquid, which allows it to be transported by ocean tanker. Countries are motivated to invest in import facilities as they believe it will help depress world gas prices. Natural gas production has increased by 22% in the last 3 years, and it is expected to continue to rise. This should put downward pressure on natural gas prices for some time. Additionally, offshore terminals that are basically floating island ports can be built in half the time it takes to build a land-based port. Their mobility allows them to be used wherever the check clears the quickest. All of these changing dynamics should be good for U.S. consumers. However, it will be another leak in the hull of countries whose economy is too heavily reliant on fossil fuel production. Once again, Russia comes to mind. They have to be sitting over there wondering if they are going to become the next Venezuela. Venezuela has some of the world's largest oil reserves, and yet their people are starving. The average adult Venezuelan has reportedly lost 19 pounds in the last year due to lack of food. It did not have to be that way. The Venezuelan government used to operate lots of their own farmland until they decided to abandon it. Oil was making them too much money, so they quit farming. That has had devastating consequences. Qatar has recently been accused by their Middle Eastern neighbors of backing terrorist activities. That has put gas traders on high alert as Qatar is actually the largest exporter of liquefied natural gas in the world, with about one-third of the total market share. There is no real evidence that Qatar's natural gas market will be affected by this. Natural gas delivery is proving to be more nimble each year, thus mitigating any such fallout from wildcards like Qatar. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.